Allah wabarakatuh.
Sheikh, we've heard these accounts, of people experiencing firsthand, for instance, in the refugee camps, what the situation is like, subhanAllah. And we've spoken about MGC's involvement briefly in terms of why it is important for us to support this initiative. But if we look at, from the Cape Muslim perspective, and we understand how important water is now, we appreciate a little bit more now than we've ever done before. With the water restrictions South Africa is facing, Cape Town is facing down in the Western Cape, with the fact that water is now high on the agenda, subhanAllah. If we look at the situation in East Africa, where the famine is as a result of lack of rains, and not having rain for many years, perhaps, we're not getting sufficient rain, subhanAllah, the situation is intensified. How do we as Muslims look at this situation? Firstly, from a personal perspective and our own environment, and also how should we look at it as far as Muslims and non-Muslims alike, how they are experiencing it in that part of the world.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa binasta'in. Wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I'm very grateful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All the listeners of Voices of the Cape, I greet you and bring the warmest greeting from all the members of the MGC. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. If a person has lived in a land where there is no water, you know what it is. I always tell people, make a comparison with our political setup in South Africa. A person who understands what discrimination is, a person that knows what it is to live in a country in which you live under apartheid rules and laws, will understand exactly what's happening in Palestine, will know exactly what's happening in Israel. Because they live the apartheid laws, live in the atmosphere environment. So we have first hand information of people who lived in those countries. We live in South Africa, we know what it is. So we know what the people of Palestine, people of Syria, of Palestine going through. We that know have gone through difficult water and water restrictions. We will know when there's a plight, cold people are dying. Because there is no water, because of famine. I have been in Somalia in 2011. And at that time, there was also famine. It was bad. Situation was bad. There was no rain, or very little rain. Here, we don't say there is no rain. There is little rain. In Somalia, I made sure that whoever went with me knew and understood we're not going for sightseeing. We're going to work. We're going to give a service to the people of Somalia. And we did so. And I made sure we did so. Even if it was, we had to help and assist cooking and making special food and porridges for the small babies who were dying. Poor health conditions. But we were there to help. And the story you're talking is nothing new to me. And it's no exaggeration. People haven't been there who will listen to this and say, we are exaggerating. I saw it in my own eyes. I can tell much more of that. Which I've seen whilst I was there. We spend time there working, feeding, assisting those who needed our help. Once again, we don't have rain. We have little rain. There is no rain. Today I will go with a greater passion. Where I understand what life is. If there's not enough water, I will go with a greater passion. Why? When I went in 2011, we still had water, enough rain, everything sufficient. Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah for that. Now we see there is no water. We see the scarcity of little water. So I would say, I will go out now and say to the people, the people in Somalia and surrounding countries, people are dying. They are dying because there is no water. If there's no water, nothing grows. If there's no water, you can't survive. There's no survival. Animals die. Plantations die. Everything died. That's what I want to say to them. I have a very special love for the people of Somalia. And I have a very special relationship with them. All the people of Somalia know wherever I go, they know I have a very good relationship with them. Very good relationship. Because they saw me going and working into the camps, working in the camp, working with their people, feeding, cooking, making, and helping and assisting. Alhamdulillah. So I went at that time, I went to all the businesses. I stood on the stoops of the shopping centers, like Elite Shop Supermarket, who always told me, Sheikh, you are free to come and stand there anytime you want to, for the purpose and the cause you are standing for, we will support you. And I would call other people to help the people of Somalia, and alhamdulillah, people will support excellently. Allahu Akbar. Every weekend would stay, myself and women and children would stand with me at Elite Cash and Carry, and believe you me, we make thousands of rands. Thousands of people are giving with the good of Allah Ta'ala. We went from one area to another, from one province to another, from one masjid to another. We covered all the masjids in the Western Cape. We personally visited them and asked for special collection. Jumu'ah collection, we asked them for special collection. And alhamdulillah, I won't mind you to do it again. Although my health doesn't allow me, and I feel sad about it, but I will still go the extra way. I remember about a month before Ramadan, the Somalian ambassador visited the MDC's office. I'd never met him, but he knew of my activities and my assistance and doing relief work in Somalia. He asked me, Sheikh, would you again assist? We are in the situation now at the moment worse than what it was. The situation is worse than what it was. So I thought, now if things are worse than what it was, then it must be very, very, very bad. I said to him, I'm prepared to do that for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, for the people of Somalia. Even if it means that we need to get in all our other relief organizations, get them together and put our shoulders together and put our minds together to see to what extent we are able to help the people of Somalia, they will do that. He said to me, Sheikh, I am prepared as an ambassador to come to work, go with you. If you go from mosque to mosque, from area to area, from province to province, I'm prepared to travel with you for the sake of the people of Somalia and for the condition people are living in. So the situation which you have mentioned, nothing strange to me. Let me give you a few examples. When I was there, the story doesn't differ a lot because the situation hasn't changed. I remember one day, I visited one camp, you know, I visited all different camps. And then I went from one tent to another where evil people are living. I went from one tent to another. Asked the people how they are, how they came here, and some would do the translation. One mom says to me, I have 5 or 7 children. She said, we walk a few hundred kilometers, making our way to Mogadishu, with the hope that in Mogadishu there will be help, because they know there is help coming into Mogadishu. So they earmarked that there is and will be help in Mogadishu. But she had 7 children when she left. And when she arrived, eventually she only had 2 children. As she walked, children die on the way. And she buried them in the road, on the road, next to the on the side of the street. She buries them. 1 or 2 children left. That is a reality. That is an exaggeration. I remember standing in front of the hospital, buying medicines for them. Basic medicine people have been needing. We bought from the chemist, and we supplied different chemists with different medication. I remember that mother standing with the child in the arm. The child is dying. The baby is dying. Could be not even a year old. babies dying. You see them children die in the arms of their mother. I remember visiting one tent. You know what I saw in front of the tent? Two small graves. And I'm surprised. Two graves right here. I asked a translator, what is this? She said, no, they came here. We stay here a few, child died, and she made a grave. She made the hole right in front of her, on the opening by the grave. She made a hole there, and she buried the child right in there. No registration, absolutely nothing. Make a hole, put the baby in there, and close her, and close her. Two children died. This is the reality. This is serious. And I think, I pledge my support, irrespective of my condition. I pledge my support to help whichever, whoever is going to make an effort to support the people of Somalia. And inshallah, the intention is to work with Islamic Relief, inshallah. We're together with the MJC, and I'll take them from masjid to masjid. If you want to do something, we have to sacrifice, we have to work, and we'll work together. You talk about work, we'll go out. We'll go to the business people and we'll go to everything. And I will call on them, the mother, I will call the ambassador as well. The ambassador to come with and go with us to all different areas, different business people. Send one on the road, collect for the people of Somalia. And inshallah, with the hope that we can bring some relief. And inshallah, and the positive for all the, for the ummah to listen, for the ummah to listen, is that what we do to others, Allah will give us much more in return. So any person make negative results, I say, you know, why don't we underline them? My Bukhidir himself, I warn you, don't ever utter these words. It will be a bad dua against you, my brother and sister. Whoever speaks like that, it's a bad dua against you. What we do to others, Allah will take away bala from us. Allah will take away difficulty from us. So inshallah, I want as ummah, it all get ready, inshallah, for the fight to help the people of Somalia, inshallah, in the plight for water, the plight for rain, inshallah. May Allah make our task easy, may Allah make their task easy, inshallah, and may Allah help us to remove difficulties from the world, from what the people of Somalia are faced with.